Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 14 minutes now before the top of the hour. CBS News comes up at 6 o'clock. Well, you know, we don't do politics necessarily, nor religion. We don't do toxic talk radio here on the News Hour. We stick pretty much to business. But there is some breaking news that happened just about 45 minutes ago. And we made a switch in our lineup today and asked if Rabbi David Kaufman, who is very involved in what's going on between the combatants in Israel and Gaza with regard to the new Gaza conflict that's sprung up several weeks ago and now has claimed nearly 1,400 lives, I think, on both sides of the aisle. Welcome to the News Hour, David. Good to see you again.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Michael.
You look tired, sir.
I am tired. There's been a lot going on.
Yeah, there has. The breaking news is what?
The United Nations announced a 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire. I think they did an announcement at about 5 o'clock our time here in Des Moines, and then it's supposed to take effect at 8 a.m. Friday morning, which is midnight our time here, trying to keep this eight-hour time difference going. So the ceasefire will be in effect, I guess. I don't know if that's through Sunday morning or through Monday morning, whatever 72 hours is. And then during that time, Israeli forces will remain in place, according to the ceasefire, which is different from the one that was last week that would have had Israeli forces not being able to continue doing what they're doing. I'm not sure exactly what the details are. There's some question as to whether or not the Israelis will be able to conduct ongoing tunnel destruction operations now, or if that is something that's prevented by the ceasefire. We don't know. But the Israelis have also said that they had accomplished most of what they were aiming for as far as the destruction of the tunnels by this point anyway. During this 72-hour time, they're going to continue negotiations toward a longer-term ceasefire, and those negotiations are taking place in Cairo.
And that's kind of a switch, too, because Hamas did not want the Egyptians involved in this because of the Muslim Brotherhood situation that existed there.
Yeah, I mean, it's very complicated.
It is.
It's hard to talk about it in a short period of time. But basically what happens is right now the Egyptians are actually in agreement with the Palestinian Authority, which basically has the same perspective as Israel on dealing with this conflict right now. They pretty much want a change of the government in Gaza with the Palestinian Authority to take over, and then they can move forward with a peace process or some sort of building of Gaza in a fashion that doesn't require preventing access for cement and weapons and all kinds of other things.
There's been a number of reports, and, you know, we as Americans, we kind of tend to listen to those reports or listen to those 30-second news bites and make up our minds based on all of that. But and many people are really torn by this whole thing, supporting Israel, but sad with regard to the loss of civilian life on the Palestinian side, but sympathetic that this is the only democracy in the Middle East and understanding that Israel is for sure fighting for its very existence. Because the charter of Hamas says, hey, every last Jew out.
I've seen so many sad, stressful stories coming from both sides over the last few days. It's just been awful. Friends of mine that are in Israel, they're talking about, or who have children in Israel who are talking about, you know, their children and grandchildren having to hide in stairways, and you know, mothers laying down on their children when the siren sounds, and, you know, what kind of traumatic stress this does. And the reality is anybody who's not feeling sad about what's going on really is not somebody who I think is going to be helpful
in
solving the process. You really have to have compassion for all of the suffering going on of the people in Gaza. I mean, part of what has been going on and driving the Israeli side of this is, look, can the Israelis possibly leave in place the government of Hamas to continue to abuse its people, use them as human shields, and every couple of years attack the Israelis? For a while, there was this belief that they would moderate and go on. And the Israeli population, I think, has come to the conclusion, even on the left, that that's no longer the case. So among the people who are really driving the Israeli cabinet to continue the operation and to even remove Hamas from power, we're actually the left wing, who wants to promote a peace process, who wants to see Israel be able to live alongside
Palestinians. There can't be a peace process with this craziness going on.
So you have the Labor Party actually advocating for removing Hamas from power because of that.
Interesting. Yeah, so. Rabbi David Kaufman is our guest. He is an authority on Israeli-Palestinian causes. You have friends on both sides of this.
Yeah, and I certainly have friends who are both, you know, critical of the Israeli government, and people who are very much in favor of what's going on, and want the Israelis to go much further with what they're doing against Hamas. It's really difficult figure out what news to listen to. I mean, that's the other thing. Most of the questions I get are, what sources should we be listening to?
Exactly.
And that's part of why we have the weareforisrael.org website, which, you know, we've tried to put forward. There's an article on there, What You Need to Know. And that article is an attempt to compile all the information into one spot from not only the political center, but also, because we're a political centrist organization, but also from the left and the right, so that people can get the information and make their own decisions based on real information, as opposed to a lot of the faulty information that's out in the public sphere.
With regard to that issue, people on the left, political feelings on the left, individuals here in the United States, are really, they're at some loss on this, because while they'd like to support the only democracy in the country, they really are taken back by this. And so lots of the news organizations and the things that are coming out, Jon Stewart took a lot of heat, you know, with his comments on Comedy Central. Lots of misinformation, conflicting information. What are the Israeli citizens, you know, are they as much in conflict there with regard to their government as what we seem to be here in the diaspora?
Prime Minister Netanyahu had about 90% or so support across the spectrum, including, as I said, from the opposition leader, from Meretz, which is the furthest left Jewish party, was advocating for ongoing operations to reduce the threat from Hamas terror tunnels and to get a ceasefire that would see the rockets stop flying. That's pretty much unanimous. You're not going to get any better than that in any code. And some of the people in the 10% were disagreeing because they wanted the government to go much further in the other direction. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the 10% is all against operation. The calculus changed between 2012 and today. And that's part of what caused, I think, problems with the U.S. government in relation to this conflict. Is the U.S. government and Secretary Kerry, I think, expected things to be settled just like they were in 2012, and the Israelis across the political spectrum and Hamas both said, no, not this time. Mm. And so that caused the problems that occurred on Friday with disagreements and misunderstandings.
Those disagreements and misunderstandings have really cost some lives at the same time. We hear about UN schools being bombarded and things like that. Also, but at the other side of the spectrum is we get news from our Israeli friends that these people are being used as human shields, in place and not allowed to leave some of these places where weapons are struck. I'm also curious about the videos that we've seen that the IDF has, the Israeli Defense Forces, they've gone to great pains to show tunnel after tunnel after tunnel and cache of weapons in mosques and hospitals and schools. How much can we count on that as being accurate?
Well, I think it's mostly accurate. It's hard to figure out if they can present a full picture of what's going on, because they can't really just kind of wander through the neighborhoods videoing everything without showing operational things and causing problems. So we see videos that are oftentimes zoomed in on specific things, and you don't know context very well. The reality is, from the videos and from testimony, we know that there are problems that the IDF has identified. We know even the UN has testified that Hamas was storing weapons in its schools. There were three IDF soldiers who were killed the other day by Hamas attackers coming out of a tunnel in a UN health clinic. So there's a lot of that going on. And a lot of the things that have been struck in Gaza that have been accused in Israel have actually been Hamas or Islamic Jihad rockets falling on buildings as they try to attack Israelis. Mm. So there's a lot of fog of war stuff going on, but there's also a lot of real unfortunate things going on that involve civilians. This war is a terrible thing.
Prime Minister Netanyahu indicated today that they were going to stay the course until all of these tunnels were found and destroyed. How many tunnels must there be?
There are a lot of tunnels. They think that they've gotten the major ones. They've at least gotten the ones that they've known about.
Some of these are 60 feet deep.
There are ones that are actually evidently ones that are even deeper than that. But most of them are not that deep. Most of them are, 60, 80 feet deep. And they're very problematic, and they've scared the Israeli public significantly. There were tunnels that came up in the middle of dining halls in kibbutzim in Israel, or there are tunnels that came up right by kindergartens and schools. I mean, these are things that really scare people to death.
And one of the other interesting things about this, when we talk about the flotillas that were coming into Gaza several years, what were they carrying for the most part?
Huge cement. Cement was the primary commodity that they were bringing.
Were they building buildings or roads or what?
Evidently, 40% of the entire GDP of Gaza was going to build these tunnels, not to mention the fact the cement and everything else. It was a huge, huge amount. That's the estimate I saw today.
Isn't 40%. That interesting? And you keep in touch with people on this eight-hour difference between here and Israel.
Constantly.
Yeah. Well, good luck. And now there was an announcement earlier today that there may be some type of a show of support for Israel.
We're talking about having a rally Wednesday, 5 to 5:30 at Ingersoll and MLK. We'll see what happens. It may well be a celebration of peace if the ceasefire holds between now and then. But either way, we will be there showing our support for the efforts to make peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians in Gaza.
Rabbi David Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much, Rabbi,
for coming in and talking to us about this.
Also, we had Jessica Dunker in. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, we've got to scoot. We're quickly running out of time. Mariah Lewis is our technical director. Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson, Jimmy Olson, the voice of Inside on Business. Our producer, Mark McDowell. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For those folks, for Jessica Dunker, for Rabbi David Kaufman, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for having been with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.